The Life of Thomas Jefferson, A Founding Father's Journey. Early Years. Thomas Jefferson was born on April 13, 1743, in Shadwell, Virginia, into a family of modest wealth. His father, Peter Jefferson, was a successful planter and surveyor, while his mother, Jane Randolph Jefferson, came from a prominent family. Young Thomas grew up in the rural countryside, developing a love for nature and books. He began his formal education at the age of 9, studying classical languages, mathematics, and literature under the guidance of private tutors. Education and early career. In 1760, Jefferson enrolled at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, where he studied under the tutelage of Dr. William Small, a Scottish professor who ignited Jefferson's passion for science and philosophy. It was during this time that Jefferson also formed important relationships with prominent figures like George Wythe, a distinguished lawyer who would later mentor him in law. After graduating in 1762, Jefferson read law under Wythe's mentorship and was admitted to the Virginia Bar in 1767. His legal career flourished, and he became known for his eloquence and thoroughness. Revolutionary Era. Jefferson's political career began in 1769 when he was elected to the Virginia House of Burgesses. He quickly became an outspoken critic of British colonial policies, championing the rights of the American colonies. His most significant contribution to the revolutionary cause came in 1776, when he was appointed to the Committee of Five, tasked with drafting the Declaration of Independence. Jefferson's eloquent writing and clear vision of individual rights led to the creation of one of history's most influential documents, proclaiming the colonies' right to self-governance and laying the foundation for American democracy. Public service and presidency. Following the Revolution, Jefferson continued to serve his new nation in various capacities. He was appointed as the United States Minister to France in 1785, where he observed the early stages of the French Revolution and developed strong diplomatic skills. Upon returning to America, he became the first Secretary of State under President George Washington. In 1797, Jefferson was elected Vice President under John Adams, and in 1801, he ascended to the presidency after a contentious election. His presidency, lasting from 1801 to 1809, was marked by significant achievements, including the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, which doubled the size of the United States, and the Lewis and Clark Expedition, which explored the Western territories. Retirement and legacy. After two terms as president, Jefferson retired to Monticello, his beloved estate in Virginia. There, he continued to engage in intellectual pursuits, founding the University of Virginia in 1819, which he designed and personally oversaw. Jefferson passed away on July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. His legacy endures in the purr,